It was a sizzling spring day, and my good friend Andrew and I were on our way for a nice leisurely swim at the Barton Springs Spillway, when suddenly we ran into two Greenpeace representatives. By the time we saw them coming, it was too late. We'd been spotted, and the time to pretend that I'd forgotten something back at the picnic tables had come and gone. They advanced, clipboards in hand. "Hey, you guys, you want to be awesome?" "And how would we do that?" "You don't know how to be awesome? Come on." I started to mumble something very inarticulate about how there are a multitude of ways to be awesome, but to no avail. "So, hey, do you guys care about the environment?"
"Yes."
She began telling us about Greenpeace and how we should join and sign up for their monthly donation membership. When it comes to environmental issues, she was preaching to the choir. Both Andrea and I are self-proclaimed activists who strive to be conscious and mindful of our impact on the world around us. However, we were also very conscious of how uncomfortable we were with this fellow environmental activist. We felt guilty and awkward for not wanting to set up a monthly donation pledge. This is Greenpeace. It's not like saying no to an Avon representative. However, we weren't feeling very warm and friendly by how in our faces this young lady was becoming. If Andrea and I were becoming put off by her antics, I tried to imagine how less like-minded folks might respond. Sometimes I wonder why environmental street teamers looking for donations start off their pitches with questions like, "Do you care about the environment?" I like to think I care a great deal, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean I'm able to donate to all of the environmental organizations and charities that I admire and respect. I believe the old adage, quality over quantity, rings true in this case. However, this situation made me feel torn. It made me feel stingy and selfish for wanting to avoid these Greenpeace representatives in the first place. By these street teamers starting out by asking questions like, "Do you care about the environment?" it makes me feel that not signing up and donating is a snub to nature. Where's the happy medium? I don't want to become a martyr who gives up all of her sweet potato empanada and concert money so that she can donate it all to charity. But I also don't want to take what privilege I have for granted, spending most of my personal resources on frivolous things. I took this predicament to my friends. What did they think about it? One of them reminded me that as a dirty young hippie, I might not have a lot of cash to throw around, but time is my disposable income. And it is a resource that I love to give freely whenever I can. Through volunteering and intimate involvement with my passions, I love how I can clearly see the impact that my actions have made. As I've recently experienced with my work on campus environmental campaigns, even if I'm not able to donate very much money, there are still ways that I can get involved and feel strongly connected to such causes. This experience at the park and the resulting inner conflicts stuck with me. After further thought, I was really grateful for this encounter. While I'm not sure I'm going to sign up for Greenpeace just yet, my conversation with these street teamers forced me to look harder at how I'm expressing my concern and care for these pressing environmental issues. Instead of just trying to figure out what my destructive footprint is on the world, I prefer to look at it from somewhat of a more positive angle. How am I constructively impacting the world? What is my positive footprint? How am I working to leave an inspiring impression? And how am I encouraging others to do the same? I started to look closer at the personal changes I've made in my own life, and I also started reflecting on how I work to influence and inspire others. I began to chew over how modern-time environmentalism is characterized and perceived these days. Thanks to my fellow youth spinners, here are some of the views and opinions circulating today when it comes to the environmental movement.
When I first think of environmental activists, I think of those kids that come to my door and ask me for my signature and a little bit of cash. Mine's all negative, sorry.
No,
that's all right.
We're trying to get everyone's, like, their first impression of the first word.
That's the first thing that I thought of. But yeah. I think that they do a lot of great things, too, so it's not...
On environmental activism and environmental activists, I've actually been an environmental activist and worked for a Texas Campaign for the Environment, so I'm actually kind of familiar with the way that the system works and all. I think that the goals are definitely something that we should be striving towards. However, the exact methods that are currently being used, in my personal opinion, could be done a lot better. Things such as having 80% of operating costs or of funds received go to operating costs and paychecks, and not necessarily lobbying or going towards research, in my opinion, is not the best way to do it. At least that's the way it was in my organization. I'm not sure if that's how it is in everyone, but that's my personal opinion on it. Thank you much.
The first thing that comes to mind when I think of environmentalists or environmental action, I guess I have a positive feeling, and I'm glad that there are people that are willing to take the time and energy to work on something like that. And it is an important issue to me, but I know that I don't do as much as I could. So the feeling of, like, happiness that other people are doing it, and then a little bit of the shame and guilt of not doing my own part, I think.
As evidenced by some of these interviews, while environmental activism has made plenty of strides over the years, there is still a ways to go. Environmentalists are already challenged with a daunting task of trying to preserve and sustain the planet, its inhabitants, and its natural ecosystems. They also have to find a way to effectively convey a message in a way that invites and intrigues. However, in our own fast-paced American culture, sometimes it seems that you have to make big waves in order to get your message even heard. At the same time, I believe that in order to make this green movement truly sustainable and successful, we environmentalists need to make people feel inspired and motivated, instead of ashamed and alienated. Otherwise, I feel that it can be too easy to write off environmentalists as starry-eyed, pushy, and uneducated hippies. I don't want people to agree with me or give me money because I make them feel guilty or just so I'll leave them alone. Instead, I believe it is necessary to respectfully reach out to as many people as possible and educate them about the environment. Social change and progress isn't easy, and it doesn't happen overnight. As an environmentalist, I'm going to have to talk to plenty of people who don't agree with me. However, this challenge motivates me to become better informed and aware so that I can share that knowledge with others in an urgent yet still empowering manner. This green movement has so much unifying power. Let's make it a revolution based on informed and compassionate action, not shame and guilt. These issues are concerns that affect us all, and I want to help others recognize just how much common ground we all possess.
Warm panda cola, buttermelon in the sun. I need some clean.